You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's interesting to see the odds for the Steve Prescott Man of Steel Award. Obviously, Leeds got going there with two players. The revelation that has been Adam Cuthbertson. Also, his teammate Zach Hardacre and St Helens prop Alex Wormsley. The odds have Hardacre at 11-8, Cuthbertson at 7-4. And the one non-Leeds player warms it 2-1. It's a tight market, this, isn't it?
It is a tight market. And history will tell you, if you back Leeds players in this market, you'd be a poor man. Hardacre, for me, has been outstanding. I know he's got his off the field, but on the field, and that's what, you know, we're basing it on, he's been outstanding. And he probably should win it for me. I think Cuthbertson's faded a little bit in recent weeks, but I think that's just given how Leeds have been playing, not necessarily a reflection just on his form, but I think Wormsley, you know, if I was having a bet, I think Wormsley has been absolutely outstanding this season. And a lot of people that I've spoken to in the game think that he when he asked him for the nomination, his name comes up every single time. So I'll play the bigger odds. I hope Hardacre wins it, because I think he's a brilliant player. Well, they all are, aren't they? Let's be fair. But I think it should be between Hardacre or Wormsley, but I'm going to play Wormsley, because I just think whenever I've seen him, he's been out of this world, and, you know, it just shows what a meteoric rise he's had in the game, and, you know, if he wins it, good luck to him.
Last Leeds player to win it, do you know, Mark, off the top of your head? I've only read it. I'm not saying I know it. I've just read it, and I thought, I was surprised how far away.
I can't think of a Leeds winner in the last 10 years, so I don't know. You have to inflict it on me.
Yestin Harris in 1998.
Yeah,
1998. I mean, you think of what Leeds have done in the intervening period. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Really, it's a bit like Chelsea play before last year. Chelsea players very rarely won the actual PFA Player of the Year. You know, throughout their dominance. I mean, Eden Hazard changed that last year. But it's a fascinating stat that I didn't realise until you said it. I just checked up on it. So
it's the way that he's voted for. There's not much love for Leeds amongst the players.
No, fair. And you know that's well worth taking into account when you're having a bet. The three nominees, incidentally, for the Young Player of the Year are Joe Burgess and George Williams, and Warrington's second rower Ben Curry. No betting available on that. All the winners are announced on the 5th of October, when they have that big ceremony in Manchester.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.